ability so that he can send what on us? So he can send the Lord on us. And it has been hidden from the church age up until this time. And it must be proclaimed. Spirit of prayer, number one, as part of here, my focus is prayer, intercession. It must be proclaimed into the heavenlies, into the high places, because the strongholds need to be brought down so that the Lord can return.
Amen.
Would you allow me just a couple of minutes to give you, just to embellish a little bit on John 17? Would you allow me to do that, right? Okay, so.
That's as long as we can pray for you after.
Amen. Okay, so. John 17, think about it. If you look at this from a one new man perspective, and while you're here this week, reopen and meditate on this. 6 through 19, who's he praying for? Well, you can absolutely say 100% he's praying for his Jewish disciples, right? So I believe you could go a little bit deeper. He's praying for the Jewish people, the remnant of Israel that would found and establish the church. He's praying for the Jews, the Jewish believers that he put the mantle on to fulfill Israel's call, that the new Israel, of which the church is built on, the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, of which Yeshua is the cornerstone, would take the gospel out. So verse 20 is unique. It's unique. Think about it. Yeshua says, I am going to pray now for those that will believe in me through whose message? Your message. Now, Jesus is our message. He's the gospel. But he gave the gospel to them so they would take it out. So that the children from the nations would be grafted into who? Israel, to become the one new man, this beautiful new humanity, and Father now, so that he could send the what? The glory. So what does Father now need to repair and restore first? Because the first break in the church wasn't with the Eastern Orthodox in the 11th century. It was when Rome severed its connection to its ancestry, its Jewish roots, and its heritage. The one new man, this beautiful one new man that Yeshua created, that had the power and the glory of God upon it. But anti-Semitism and replacement theology began to creep into the church. Who brought it in? Who's the deceiver? Who strips us of, tries to strip us of power regularly? And the enemy attacks the mind and the heart of the Gentile side of the family, and the church goes off with an identity that is away from what Yeshua created. Don't ask me why God waited till this time, but perhaps Israel had to be reborn, first restored to the land, and a remnant had to come back to life. So that, well, he did tell us, right? The last would be first and the first would be last. But I'm writing about this beautiful bridge. And if you track with me for a moment, it's somewhat metaphorical. But it's a bridge. You remember back in the 80s, Billy Graham had this beautiful track, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Organization. Comes up most probably one of the most effective tracks we've ever seen. You've got the two mountains and you've got Jesus as the bridge. Well, there's another bridge that we need. As the Lord brings his holy temple back to Jerusalem, even we've been speaking about it, the Asians, they're laying the pathway for the church back to Jerusalem. when the gospel, the Holy Spirit was released, it went out into the nations. Now the gospel comes back. The holy temple, the ark, has to return to Jerusalem. Give her no rest, the Lord says, until I establish her as a praise in all the earth. And so there's this breach now Abba needs to fix. And it's not about Jewish roots. And yes, Jewish roots are wonderful, blowing shofars, all good, okay? But Jews are supposed to be Jews and Gentiles are supposed to be Gentiles. Jesus loves pizza and Chinese food. He made the Jews and he made the nations and he made this beautiful one new humanity that Rabbi Mark spoke to us about as we opened up this conversation. And so there's this breach now that needs to be restored. And we can give. Now get this. If we can give the Father a healed one man between Jew and Gentile, where we're loving one another. It's not about unity. It's about love. It's the love that brings the unity. But if we can give Abba this restoration, guess what? We take back division. We heal the breach. And we take back something strategic in those heavenlies, in the heavenly place that I'm telling you will empower us to intercede for racial reconciliation, for theological divides, for the charismatics to come together with the evangelicals, for the church to arise. So there's this bridge called restoration. And there's no substitute for it. It's his plan. David tried to move the ark back to Jerusalem, but he couldn't do it his own way. Church, we can't do it our own way. We have to do it Abba's way. And God has covenants now to restore the firstborn back into the family. We're one. The Father says to his children from the nations, all I have already belongs to you. Will you love my firstborn child?
Amen. And I think we need to move right into that. I would like to have representatives from all the different streams up here right now. Okay? I'd like a Roman Catholic priest to come up. I'd like an Aramaic Christian bishop to come up. I'd like to have an Anglican priest up here. I'd like to have a Reformed pastor. I'd like to have a Messianic Jewish rabbi right here.
Yes.
I'd like to have a Pentecostal. Who's a Pentecostal here? Is that Earl? Earl, come on up, Earl.
I need some water.
Yeah, I need some water. There's something in the Bible about this.
There are bottles of water
in the back. Okay. Let's have some other traditions up here. Any Methodists here? Okay. Lord, we pray now. Rebuild this bridge.